T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning here, 6:47 on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission approves money to study riverbank development in downtown Wichita.
Two.
Woman accused of dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff deputy makes her first court appearance.
One.
Big storm brewing off the Gulf Coast. Could be a hurricane by Friday. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes picking up in the Wichita area. Still not seeing any slowdowns out there, and the traffic conditions are fairly good this morning. Early this morning, we did have a car versus deer traffic accident out in the county. And so just a heads up, the deer are active today. We did have a car versus deer traffic accident that happened early this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Going to be sunny and cooler today with a high of 87 degrees, 87 after yesterday's high of 96. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 67. Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high 89. Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 67 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Following an announcement from a legendary musician and an executive order by the president, kidney disease is in the national spotlight.
This is House Call for Health, an announcement by Stevie Wonder.
Going to have a kidney transplant.
That was recorded by Amy Barrett at a London concert. It's estimated nearly 15% of American adults have chronic kidney disease. Many of them need dialysis or, in the most serious cases, transplants. The Trump administration announced new initiatives to streamline the process of getting a kidney transplant. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox News,
"We're going to double the number of transplants available so that people can get the ultimate goal of any kidney patient, which is a new kidney."
President Trump signing an executive order calling for, among other things,
"We're going to prioritize a truly transformative goal, the development of an artificial kidney."
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Stocks rose and bond yields fell yesterday as investors welcomed new signals that the Federal Reserve is ready to cut interest rates for the first time in a decade. The S&P 500 index rose 13 points, the Dow gained 76 points, and the NASDAQ climbed 60 points. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And which state are cheapest for retirement? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, and an expert on being cheap, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Boy, you nailed that one. I'm not going to deny it. You know, how much will it cost you each year for a comfortable retirement? Well, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has data that the average 65 and older household will spend about $50,000 a year. More than 30% of that goes to pay for housing. Healthcare and transportation almost tie for second. But where would you choose to live is a huge factor in how much you'll spend for a comfortable retirement. States have been ranked according to their average annual costs for housing, groceries, utilities, and housekeeping, healthcare, transportation, and much more. The rankings were developed through an analysis by the finance site GoBankingRates.com. Added to each state's cost of living index is an additional 20% cushion. That's an effort to calculate the cost of a comfortable retirement, not just bare essentials. Now, if you're like me, you may have figured California and New York to be at the top of the list because of housing costs. This year, Hawaii actually hit the number one slot as the most expensive state to retire. The analysis concludes that you'll need about $117,000 a year to live comfortably in Hawaii. With no pension, just Social Security to help, you might need a bit more than $2 million in retirement assets for enough income and a healthy legacy. Washington, D.C. was the next most expensive, requiring just north of $100,000 for a comfortable retirement. Massachusetts, Maryland, New York are all in the low to mid $80,000 a year range. California comes in at about $86,000. Kind of surprised me. I thought it'd be higher than that. Alaska and Oregon are also in the 80s. The Midwest region is quite affordable, according to analysis. Illinois, Indiana, the Dakotas, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas are all in the mid $50,000 a year range. And Kansas comes in at about $55,000 for a comfortable retirement. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
You know, you're going to retire, you just have to have a nice home or a big box under a bridge if you're like me. And you'll be fine. You know, no, I'm joking a little
exactly.
bit. But it makes sense. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any friends who've retired, you know, to different places. You know, a big comfortable home over in Hawaii or anything like that. Most of the people most of my friends, my close friends, are still working. And we're going to be working for a while.
And like you've told me, I'm assuming your house is paid for at this point, and you know, many people have paid for their house. So that's going to actually give you a little more spending power. You know, this includes housing costs.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it, and look at Wichita, and you compare it to other cities, and the pace is a little slower in the big cities. You know, it's mostly there's anything you can do that you'd want to do unless you want to go snow skiing or something like that. And so I'd say this would be a great place to retire and place to keep working as well.
I agree 100%. I mean, housing is quite much more affordable than so many other states. And you know what? We're in the middle of the country. If you need to fly someplace, you should be able to afford to do that because you already own your house. How's that?
That's right. We're right in the middle. All right. Thank you, Don. It's 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at the top of the hour. A complete look at today's news. A possible hurricane forming in the Gulf. We've got the story. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.